We move on to Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. Then Shalosh Sudas, the Lachas, what we call Shalosh Sudas. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph, the one should be Zor Moed, very careful to Mekayim Sudas Lishas, to have the third Suda, Shalosh Sudas. Even if he's already full, he can Mekayim and be in a Kabeya of Pas. The Mishnah Berurah actually says it's slightly more than the Kabeya. Kabeya is still Achilas Arai. Mishnah Berurah says that some even say, some places can say, Tevi Kazayis, Yoetza the Suda. And it's property of Machmor Chil if he could eat a kabeya or drink more than a kabeya, but if need be, he could be samach on a kazayis. The Machaber says that somebody who can't eat a chlal doesn't have to mitzar himself, doesn't have to cause himself pain to eat shalosh shudas. If we really can't, the Berurah says the suda was given for oinig, pleasure, not for tzar. But the Machaber says, a chokh v'im v'roisha, think ahead, don't eat too much by the morning suda, by the earlier suda, this way you still have place to be able to eat shalosh shudas. Shabur explains, because if you don't leave any place, then it's going to be a chilagasa, it won't be considered a chilab chlal, it won't even be yitzah. The Ramah says that somebody who didn't eat the Suda Friday night has to have three Sudas Shabbos by day. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on that before the first Suda of Shabbos day, in this case, you should say the Kiddush of Friday night. Not Vayichul, Vayichul is only for Friday night, but you should say Hagafen and the Bracha afterwards. And the same thing on Yom Tov. Somebody did not have a Suda on the night of Yom Tov day you should have two Sudas, because Yom Tov you have two Sudas every day of Yom Tov. And you should say Kiddush before the first of those Sudas. Now, usually somebody who forgot Ritzei Bashal Shudas does not have to bench over. What about somebody who's having three Sudas Shabbos day because he was not able to have a Suda Friday night? So Mishnah Berurah brings, looking at Shari Tshuva, the Chayim Mitzadid, that only on the first Suda Shabbos day does he have to go back if he forgot Ritzei. But the second Suda Shabbos day will be the same as the third Suda, they will not go back for Ritzei. This is a Chiddush Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrenim. Now it's very important to have three Sudas on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that in the Gemara they bring a Makar, the Smachta on the Pasuk, the Yemer Moshe by the Mon, Echlu Hayom, Eid Hayom today, the Lechem Mishnah, the double Mon, Ki Shabbos Hayom La Hashem, and Hayom La Zitzu Basal, you're not going to find any Mon in the field. It's Hayom three times, and the Chazal say, the Gemara says, someone's Makam with three Sudas of Shabbos, he's saving three Paranias, three punishments, from Chevel Mashiach, from Dinesh Gehenim, and Mechemes Gog Magog. And the poor person who's traveling from town to town and he doesn't have food, doesn't have money for food, you have to give him two meals a day. Shabbos, you have to give him enough for three sudas. And somebody who's able to borrow money in order to pay for his own sudas, so for Shabbos, he has to borrow enough to have three sudas, not just two. Because it's very important to have three sudas on Shabbos. Sif Beis, this Ma'alav Shalosh Shudas starts when it comes to time of Mechag Doyla, which is half an hour after Chatzos in Shazmanias. Somebody ate Shalosh Shudas before that, Machaber says, not Yaitse. Now we know when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, people are very busy making sure to wash twice in the morning, to have the second and the third Shabbos in the morning. Really, according to this Shita, you're not having Yaitse Shalosh Shudas then before Chatzos. What the Yaitse is to have Shalosh Shudas after Chatzos, when it's Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Shabbos, which then we'll deal with when we get up to the Shaila of what type of food has to be in to be Yaitse Shalosh Shudas. But according to this Shita, you're not having Yaitse Shalosh Shudas in the morning. Obviously, there's a dissenting view that people are makbet to wash twice on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Shabbos in the morning. That's beyond the scope of this discussion. Mishnah Berurah says, somebody started Shalosh Shudas before Chatzos and still continues through Mechag Doyla, that's good enough as long as they ate, or I guess they ate a shear, after comes the time of Mechag Doyla. We don't go bust with Aschola, the sooner we go, it's good enough if you had, after Mechag Doyla, that part could count as your Shalosh Shudas. The Ramah says, that there are those who say, we shouldn't say, the one should not drink maim, should not drink water between Mincha and Maariv and Shabbos afternoon, because that's when the Shabbos go back to Gehenim. The Shabbos that had a reprieve from Gehenim for the whole Shabbos, and now they go back, it's close to the time they go back. And the Medrash says, someone drinks maim on Shabbos, Mashmash, if he's stealing from his Krev Mamesim, that water is special for them to have it before they go back to Gehenim. Now, therefore, the Ramah says, that there are those who know, not to eat Shalosh Shudas to Mincha Maariv, because we're explaining to eat, Gehenim drinking also. So rather, Shav Shalosh Shudas before Mincha. Then the Moses Yeshayim, other Yeshayim say, it's better to eat Shalosh Shudas after Mincha, because otherwise, you're eating a Suda during the Zman Mincha before Mincha, and once now eat until he davens. What was the first sheet to hold? The first sheet to hold that Shalosh Shudas is Suda Katana, any Suda Shabbos is called Suda Katana, it's not called Suda Gedolah, and the Suda Katana you're allowed to have after Mincha. So, that Maisa, the Zayas Lakan Lakan, and whichever way you do it is good. And the Moshe says that the accepted practice Medina in his countries is to eat Shalosh Shudas between Mincha and Maariv. That's the Mekubalik HaMahalach. But some of you can't do it, Mishnah Berurah says, you can eat before. Certainly, if it's before Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 Shazmanis, which you can have before. Also, there are those who say that the Homilik not to drink water is only that water from the rivers, but water that's in the house is fine. And also, there are those who say that the whole is only for an Avo Teichubis Chedesh for his parents. And there are those who say the Issa of drinking water is not the end of Shabbos Mash Moshes, but the beginning of Shabbos Mash Moshes. But typically one will not be drinking anyway because he didn't make Kiddush yet, unless someone made early Shabbos. So we don't worry so much about this not drinking water since somebody should just lakan anyway. And if anyone on the 8th second is dropping a star, and we don't really know exactly what it is.